The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. This is a numbers game. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Midland live from Circa.
Heyo.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. Been good. Something's annoying me this morning we've got to get to. First of all, Zach and Crack today. Zach Cohen joins us to talk Indian Wells tennis, some NBA, whatever he's betting. And then Crack, of course, Bill Krakenberger unscripted for an hour, as we do each and every Thursday. In between, Tim Murray, college hoops, as conference tournaments in full swing and beyond. We'll get to that Alabama-Florida game last night as well. I just want to say, the thing that is annoying me this morning, and maybe this is partially because we live where we live, but, you know, there's always the stuff that happened in the NFL yesterday. DK Metcalf wants a trade, and Joey Bosa got cut by the Chargers. The one that is annoying me is so Max Crosby gets the largest contract for a non-quarterback ever. And right after the comma of that sentence, everybody's going with, and maybe he can lure, there might be some word that he can lure Aaron Rodgers to Las Vegas, right? This is like a whole thing. And I'm just, how short are people's memories? Like, Max Crosby essentially made Mark Davis keep Antonio Pierce. He's like the most powerful guy in the organization. You know, he is. He really is.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's most powerful guy in the organization. He's dictating decisions that shouldn't be made. Forget the ownership level. Forget the coaches level. Forget the GM's level. It should be made at defensive lineman's level.
So, here's the problem, though. It's the star player uses their voice, right?
Yeah, but this isn't the NBA.
Usually it's not a defensive end, but who else is a star on the Raiders?
I'm so annoyed by this. It's like, okay, so what if you don't want him trying to lure Aaron Rodgers here? What do you...
I do not know how Aaron Rodgers would be the best decision for the long-term plans of the Las Vegas Raiders.
I don't understand anything. College basketball, this game last night between Alabama and Florida. Florida gets it done. Beats Alabama. And Alabama gives up a cool 99 on their home court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 99-94. Florida gets it done. And, you know, I joke all the time because I've known Houston Millett since he was a kid. I know I'm good friends with his father, but Houston Millett, who was redshirted by Alabama this year, then Reitzel ruptured his Achilles, and so then Houston came off, and then he got hurt. They're going to try to medical redshirt and have him eligible next year, but that doesn't mean anything to this year. He would have provided at least some modicum of defense. I know people think I'm like, oh, that's your buddy, so that's why you're saying. Nah, I mean, I just wonder. You didn't make your Alabama bet, did you?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, I told you I was going to wait. I was going to wait for this tough part of the schedule.
I just don't, and I have an Alabama ticket, right? I just don't genuinely believe that they can get to the promised land.
Okay.
And listen, I mean, can they, let's say they're a 2 seed now. You're going to look up at Duke, Auburn, Florida, or Houston in your region. What are you smiling about?
I just had to erase a question out of Are We Sure Next?
Oh. Oh, did I?
I was adding one as you were talking.
Oh, okay.
But you just answered it.
Oh, okay. Are We Sure coming up, by the way? Estamos seguros.
Basically, Are We Sure Alabama can still win national championship? No, Gil is not.
I genuinely don't believe. Do I want them to? Of course, because I have a ticket. Do I genuinely believe it? No.
Yeah.
No. You at some point, because look, they have the variance of offense. You know, we have Peter Keating on, who used to be at ESPN, the magazine, ESPN The Chalk, year after year, doing the Giant Killer segment. What are the characteristics? We hope to have him on in the next couple of weeks. What are the characteristics of a team, necessary? What team does that apply to author an upset in the NCAA tournament? And then what is the, conversely, what are the characteristics of a team, a giant that can be killed? Right. And I just think with Alabama, it's just so obvious that it's like at some point, can they get to the Sweet 16 and maybe even the Final Four? Maybe, I mean, Elite Eight? Sure. But beyond that, when they play the big teams, you just wonder. You really do wonder. And then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say 2-3 in their last five. I mean, it's all been tough ranked teams out of the SEC.
It's a gauntlet at the end here, too, right? It's Tennessee, Florida, and Auburn to close. How they lost that Tennessee game at the end in regulation was almost impossible, yet they figured out a way to do that. On the other hand, let me just say this about our college basketball formula, our tried and true college basketball formula, which we won't go through now, but we do every Monday. We sort of update it every Monday on the show. and, you know, with the exception again of the 2014 UConn Huskies and then a couple teams that didn't make the Sweet 16, one of which was the 2014 UConn Huskies, not didn't make the Sweet 16, but their coach hadn't coached in a Sweet 16 in any prior year. 2014 UConn Huskies, 2023 UConn Huskies with Danny Hurley, Kevin Ollie in the previous case. I don't think, if I look back on those teams, right, those were the exceptions of the Sweet 16 coaches, you know, provision in that formula. 2014 UConn Huskies were a 7 seed that won the national championship. They didn't even win their conference tournament. I think they finished 3rd in their conference that year in the AAC, if I'm not mistaken. And then the 2023 UConn Huskies, they were an at-large in the NCAA tournament. They were a 4 seed. So it wasn't like you were terribly, I mean, listen, on the Beating the Book Megapod, Todd called it. Like, he had UConn winning the national championship. He had UConn in the final. So it wasn't like completely out of the blue. But what I'm getting at here is with Florida, cutting to the chase, I don't think I ever remember a team that hasn't qualified in the formula. And keep in mind, the only 3 teams that have now for our first 2 weeks are Auburn, Duke, and Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Florida can't qualify because Todd Golden has never coached in a Sweet 16 before. I don't think I ever remember a team. I could be prisoner of the moment, but I don't think I ever remember a team where I felt could burst the formula more than I do this Florida team.
Well, that's going to be a problem because I'll probably just be hate betting against them the entire tournament. Yeah. So that could end up.
Why will you hate bet against them?
It's the University of Florida. I don't want to see them have any success.
I forgot
who
I'm talking to.
I'm a whole my father went there. My brother went there. My mother went there. Nah, they're going to be obnoxious as hell.
Oh, wait. You have generations of University of Florida?
Yeah.
You went to FSU?
Yeah.
Oh, they must think you're such a
idiot.
Fill in the blank.
Couldn't get in.
I figured midway through that sentence, I probably shouldn't finish it.
there's some split family. I have some cousins that went to Florida State. Okay. So it's a little split.
Oh, I thought
a little family rivalry.
I thought you were the black sheep. Who was the black sheep? Okay. Tennis yesterday, not off to a great start at Indian Wells. Tennis is de facto 5th major. By the way, do we have an alarm sounding here? What's going on here with the lights? Are you seeing the lights flashing? Maybe it's just me. So
paramedics,
let's start with the futures first. Yesterday, the only big name player that was playing in the tournament, because they sort of, you know, slow play into the first round. They don't have it's over 3 days. I shouldn't say slow play, but the biggest name that was playing yesterday, because they're saving the bigger names for the weekend, was Naomi Osaka. Gone. She gone. One and done.
Oh.
Naomi Osaka loses to Camila Osorio. We did not have that one. We have made many winning wagers on Osorio in the past, always as a dog. I didn't see it yesterday, and she takes down Osaka.
Wow.
In straights.
I was wondering why these odds moved as much as they did.
Straight? Well, they didn't move that much. Not at the top, anyway.
Iga jumped. She's a favorite at DraftKings, right?
Because she should be the favorite. Because she's the greatest player in the world.
But were they same quarter?
No, Osaka is in Q3.
Oh, okay.
So the Q3 was the one where I had both Osaka and Pegula, and that's precisely why, right? That's the one where. So even though Osaka is down, it's not like we're out of that quarter because Jessie Pegula still exists and we have her at plus 550. But Osaka's out. Goodbye. So there's a. We couldn't have two winners of Q3. She was going to. One of them had to lose eventually. I just didn't know it was going to be the first day.
Right, yeah.
And Osaka.
That wasn't exactly the plan, but yeah.
Osaka was halfway to Miami for the second part of the Sunshine Double. She's like, forget these slow hards. I want the fast hards. So she's going to Miami. She's out. Then with our picks yesterday, we went 1-2. Now, some folks are going, if you betted at MGM or DraftKings specifically, you did go 1-3. Most folks go 1-2. By the way, we always count the withdrawals, matches that don't finish. We always count them record-wise as being, you know, X's, because most people have that. And goodness, it's nice to be on one right side of a withdrawal in the middle of a match, because on the wrong side of so many of those. But Renata Zarasua, her left knee was bothering, so she withdrew after a set and a game. So we end up with a win on Tristan Boyer yesterday, so the daytime was great. We were fine. We're like, okay, we got a win on Boyer. Most people didn't lose on Zarasua. But then at night, it just went crazy. We were two matches, and they were both very odd. First of all, the one I liked the most, Luca Nardi, he got bageled in the first set and just run off the court by Scam Norrie.
Wow.
As Drew calls him, Cam Norrie. And then volley nets, she bagels Kruger in the first set. We're like, all right, well, we'll just make this one back. And then she gets rolled in the next two sets. So we're off to a choppy start there at Indian Wells day one. Day two, though, we got three plays today. Kelly, count them. Three.
Let's go. And I love all the names.
I think these, you do like them.
Yeah.
I think all three of these are right around the price. Nothing's like terribly off. One on the men's side, Benjamin Bonzi, -108 against Jensen Brooksby. This is just a play against a guy in Brooksby who at one point was a very promising player, was on the come up. You're like, oh, he's one of these great young players that'll be good for years to come. He's been off the tour for 2 years. Bonzi is not a great tennis player, but he is much more sort of in the flow of things. So Bonzi is the play at -108. And then on the ladies' side, Kimberly Burrell, who we won on in a match here in the last couple weeks, she was number one in qualies, and she's doing very well. She's going up against Victoria Golubic, and Burrell is the pick there. And then the number three one, which has become a little favorite of ours here in recent weeks.
That's right.
And I just feel like the market does not properly assess her. Maya Joint.
Fire up another joint, Gil.
-107 against Sarana Shirstea.
By the way, Jensen Brooksby is very much like an Austin Smotherman name.
Oh, my God.
Like, country clubbing for days, those guys, man.
Hasn't met any of my people in his entire life. He knows none of us.
Brooksby, yeah.
Jensen Brooksby. So anyway, it's Bonzi, Burrell, and Joint. Or what did you say this morning via text? Bonds, Barrel, and Joint?
Yeah, Bonds, Barrel, and Joint.
Bonds, Barrel, and Joint. Those are the three plays at Indian Wells, which, again, is an all-day affair there at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden. In, what is it officially? Coachella Valley, I guess?
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
Indio? Someone will have to tell me. We're coming back. Tim Murray, Zach Cohen, Zach's First, next on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Want to bet smarter? Start with smarter insights. Right now you can check out articles like Adam Burke's Missouri Valley and West Coast Conference Tournament Previews, Greg Peterson's Best Bets in College Basketball, and Mike Somage's Early Kentucky Derby Contenders. And later today, you can check out Zach Cohen's Best Bets in the NBA, Jonathan Davis's NHL Best Bets, and Tyler Shoemaker's College Basketball Best Bets. Get all access to all of it, all the articles, VSiN.com for free through Selection Sunday at VSiN.com/Champ Week. How about that? /Champ Week.
I like it.
Do you have that thing happening here where you have zero friends come into town for months at a time, and then 25 of them show up the very same week?
Yeah, it's really obnoxious.
That's my next
actually
week.
The regular Vegas thing I figured out since I've moved here with friends, it's they get all excited about booking or planning a trip, right? Mm-hmm. And call you and they're like, hey, I'm coming like in 6 months from now. And I'm like, all right, great. Like, I'm going to totally forget about that. So Let me know a couple weeks out, right?
Yeah.
And then they never do. And it's like, hey, man, I'm getting on the plane right now. I'll see you tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
It's awesome because everybody's coming to town.
It's awesome, yes.
It sucks that it's all at the same time. And obviously it's induced by college basketball tournaments because everybody's coming to either bet on college hoops, go to college hoops. They might happen to be an AD of a college hoops team. Like, there's all kinds of folks who are coming in. And you just can't possibly manage it correctly because they're like, hey, want to go to dinner on Thursday? Like, well, what would I tell these people if I go to dinner on Thursday? Right? So there's that. And then there's the wife and the kids, right? Who are like, hey, you coming home? I'm not.
and then, you know, you have to be up very early in the morning to do a radio show.
By the way, I don't have a wife and kids, but similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went with it.
Basically, wife and kids. Okay. Are we ready for Are We Sure?
Yes, we are.
Estamos seguros.
Okay. Are we sure? I feel like I need to add a couple of these. Are we sure the Titans are going to make the first pick in the NFL draft?
No, we're not. It feels like if the draft, what's the consensus, right? The consensus right now is that the Giants are going to trade up and pick Cam Ward number one, correct? That's the current consensus on March 6th.
Yes. Except, I mean, DraftKings team to make first pick odds, it's -110. I checked it yesterday
on the Giants.
Giants and Titans.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure that the Titans are going to do it because if the Giants, if Joe Shane, did I get that right this time? If Joe Shane decides to, like, you know, trade the kitchen sink to the Titans, and the Titans are only, what, they'd only go down to the third pick, Titans will be like, cool, we wanted Abdul Carter anyway, or whatever they want, Travis Hunter anyway. So, no, absolutely not sure it'll be the Titans.
Okay, are we sure Cam Ward is the first overall pick?
Yeah, that I'm kind of sure. No, I guess I'm not. Listen, what we got from everybody from the combine was that Cam Ward is way ahead of Shedeur Sanders. So if you ask me, is he the first quarterback picked, I would say yes, I'm sure. I don't know why, but yeah, I'm sure about that. Why they would make him the consensus number one.
Right.
Am I sure he's going number one? Not 100%, because if the Titans end up keeping it, they seem to have this thing. I don't know, a memo to the Titans. They seem to feel like they're fine at, like, are they fine at quarterback, or they just don't feel like either of these quarterbacks are any good. So I couldn't really begrudge them that, right? Because maybe they have made the assessment. Yeah, this isn't really the year. We don't like Cam Ward. We don't like Shedeur Sanders. By the way, did you hear the feedback that from some unnamed source where they thought Shedeur was arrogant? Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was an interesting story.
Yeah.
Because apparently that was, I want to say Josina Anderson had that out. But like apparently he's been nothing but great with media and everything. And a lot of the press came away really impressed. But then, yeah, multiple front offices and coaches having little comments about his attitude.
So I'm not 100% sure that a quarterback will go number one, but I'm closer to 100% sure on that than I am the first one, which is the Titans picking one.
Gotcha. Are we sure Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf will be a Seahawk next year?
Apparently not. If he wants to, if he wants to force his way out. It's not the NBA, but maybe he'll make enough noise that he will be. So no, not 100%.
Did you catch the, so I, when this first came down yesterday, I was like, okay, so if they do trade him, there's going to have to be an extension probably for him. There's going to be a contract extension. So you got to factor that in. The first thing I saw was just a third round pick, and then this morning somehow that became a third and a first for DK Metcalf, and I'm like, that's the asking price. He's not going anywhere. I love Metcalf. I am one of his big, like, biggest fans, but a first and a third for a wide receiver who's played for multiple years now?
Well, and also, like, I mean, DK Metcalf is not, when people say, okay, who's the best receiver in the NFL, his is not the name that comes up. Right?
No.
It's the next.
But I'd probably put him top 10.
Yeah, he's in the next tier, let's say. But he's not Justin Jefferson. He's not Jamar Chase. So it's like, really? You're going to trade a first and no. And again, Debo, say what you will. He was hurt, and now Debo's a few years away from great production. They traded a fifth for him. The Cowboys traded a fourth for Mingo. I know there was something coming back in the Washington case also, and in the Dallas case. But generally, these are the asking rates for such players. So third and first for DK, I don't see that.
That's right. Like, I thought third plus an extension. Okay, that kind of all made sense. I saw the first tacked on today. I was like, well, okay, I don't know if that's happening. All right, are we sure Duke should be the favorite to win the NCAA tournament?
No, because I think it's a, I think Auburn has every right to say that they should be the favorite too at this point. But I don't think it's egregious that Duke is the favorite. I do think it's a cluster of teams at the top. I would make it probably fewer teams than others would, right? Duke right now plus 350, Auburn plus 370. Doesn't get much closer than that, Kelly. And then it's Florida and Houston, both at 8-1, followed by Tennessee and Alabama. Iowa State after that. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure they should be, but it's not egregious.
Are we sure that Janiah Broome has no chance to win the Wooden Award? He keeps
no
drifting.
Chance? No, not 100%. No chance. But it's starting to feel that way.
Cooper Flagg, big favorite now.
Yeah.
All right, to the NBA. Are we sure Cade Cunningham will win most improved player?
Oh, Jesus.
You're just tired of talking about this, aren't
well,
you?
Well, no, I just like, it's like, okay, how can we lose this? Well, if Norm Powell got hurt, well, that's what happened.
Yeah. He did. Heavy Dyson Daniels steam the other day into this market. He is now your second favorite on the board, plus 350.
Yeah, and by the way, Norm Powell became the favorite because Franz Wagner got hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like the transitive property here happening.
Yeah, you just got to survive.
Or whatever
I mean, Cade's been up there basically the whole year, but it's like you're talking about. It's you got to survive to the end. It's part of betting on these awards.
Of all your questions thus far, this feels like the one that I'm 100% sure about. It feels like him.
Yeah, I think it's probably done too. All right, are we sure? One more award. Are we sure Evan Mobley will win Defensive Player of the Year?
This one I have no idea, because you have no idea what these guys are thinking with this. But it feels like it now. A little bit, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Not even close to 100%.
I can't get to the window with a bet on this, Gil, but I think he's probably a bigger favorite than minus 200 if you were just pulling voters today on this. They're just they're going to do the lazy way out, and Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to miss some time now, and you're basically looking at the two bigs that matter the most here. I think they're going to be a lot of lazy voters that go to Mobley.
The betting community's thirst for trying to make this a Dyson Daniels thing. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, Michael Masano and myself.
Michael Montesano, yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. We were texting the other day. Dyson Daniels getting a lot of steam at most improved player. It makes a lot more sense. Defensive player of the year.
That's right.
It's kind of like the one bet I'm mad at myself. I didn't make it somewhere this year.
Let's put it this way. As we talk about these NBA awards, they're all becoming way clearer suddenly.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. It's another thing of betting awards, right? We probably don't mention that enough, but when you're running out of runway, it becomes a little bit clearer of what's really going to happen. All right, a couple tennis props up at Caesars I caught yesterday. Are we sure Iga should be minus 250 to win a Grand Slam this season?
Yes. 100%. Well, I'll tell you why, right?
Please do.
She's minus 175 to win the French, right? She's won four of them. She's dominant on clay. So there's your minus 175 already, and there's two other slams.
Yep.
So, yes, minus 250 sounds just about right to me.
Okay, figured I'd get that answer for that one. Now, Carlos Alcaraz, are we sure he should be minus 250 to win a Grand Slam?
Ooh, that one's a little tougher.
That one felt a little too steep to me.
Yeah, what's your reason? I'll tell you what my reason is.
Well, I just did the simple ego math for the French.
Oh.
Carlos isn't that big a favorite for the French,
well,
right?
Well, no, and the reason is that Jannik Sinner exists. And Jannik Sinner, who, I don't know if you followed the whole doping thing, but he got the old proverbial slap on the wrist, where it's like, okay, we'll suspend you here, but we'll have you back in time for all the majors.
Yeah, well, is he out now?
He's out now.
Right,
he's not
so
at
he'll
Indian
be
Wells.
Back for all,
so
yeah.
He'll be back for the French.
Alcaraz plus 110 to win the French.
I just think Sinner on hard courts is clearly the favorite at the U.S. Open. Alcaraz could absolutely win one of these, and maybe he wins the French. Maybe he wins the at Wimbledon. But he hasn't looked his best in recent times either. So, and Djokovic has gotten the best of him the last couple times. So, I don't know. Alcaraz, he just needs to sort of focus a little more, because I think he's taken he's at the top of the heap. About a quarter step back, let's say, for Carlitos. So Iga's much more 100% than Carlos's number. We will come back. Zach Cohen, all of his tennis bets today, what he's betting in the National Basketball Association as well. And then Tim Murray on college hoops, all the conference tournaments. Not all of them, but half of them in full swing. Let's put it that way. Not even half. The small ones. You know what I'm talking about. Double digits worth. Coming back on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We want to help you bet smarter this tournament season, so we're giving you free VSiN Pro access from now through Selection Sunday. Free! Don't cost you nothing. Sign up today at VSiN.com/champweek and enjoy full VSiN Pro access instantly, including daily best bets to help you cash more tickets, exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video with full access to the VSiN Watch app, full VSiN.com access that includes expert analysis, trends, and pro betting systems. Don't miss out on this free VSiN Pro preview. Get the insights you need to bet the tournament smarter. No cost, no commitment. Sign up now at VSiN.com/champweek and enjoy free access through March 16th. No cost, no commitment. That's VSiN.com/champweek. Why wouldn't you do that? We get tweets at Beat the Book. By the way, we got a couple other things apparently wrong here, too, as well, that we're surprised by. We don't usually get surprised, but our listeners had experiences. Garrett Gibson, by the way, on a random note, he says, I'll be in Vegas this weekend. Any recommendations on a good spot to watch the UFC fights without getting raked over the coals?
A great question. I don't have an answer.
You know what? I immediately in my head, I'm like, oh, your coals are going to get raked.
Isn't that a shame that we don't have answers? Us?
Yeah.
Not
without your coals getting raked.
Well, do they show the UFC here at the Circa? Right in back of us is a great spot.
Yeah, it's a great spot. I would always recommend
Circa.
They
don't charge Circa. You for UFC seats, do they?
I don't believe so.
I would say no.
I would
think this is a good spot.
We should probably do our research before. John G., I'm one of the Vegas big game Super Bowl group guys. One of our guys will never leave a table without asking how long and how much he's being rated for. He does this 100% of the time.
Oh, amen.
That's a great tip.
Amen.
Yeah.
Greatest tip we can give you today. Great. Who said that to you?
This is from John G. You know who used to say this on the Beating the Book podcast and on Betting Dork all the time was VR. He used to say this all the time.
Yeah.
Because I think it's guys that I know from DC who've been here a million times,
yes,
they don't even know to do this. And I'm like, you should get rated every time. You should make sure you have it.
Yeah. And here's the reason why you want to ask the floor person. That means you're an astute gambler. Right away, you're an astute gambler to them. They're watching four other tables. They're looking at their phone. They can't wait to get off. They're burnt out. They've been working for 20 years. They just want to do their 8 hours and go home. Well, if you ask them and say, hey, what's my average bet and how long do you have me for? What's my win-loss? Automatically, you're going to get pumped up. No, they don't want any beef. They don't want any problems with you. They don't want any beef. A lot of times they'll say to you, what do you think it should be? I'm dead serious.
Yes, right.
It's a great idea. Great question for asking that. Always ask at the end of your session what your rating is.
Jeff Isaacs. I hit a slot jackpot at a Maryland casino. They gave me the option when hand paying if I wanted the taxes taken out by them or take the full amount. I took the full amount and tax form to do on my own.
Very good, Jeff.
Indiana Jet, who was one of the four survivors, not in this year's Circa Survivor, but in last year's Circa Survivor, one of the four that made it to the promised land. He said Circa takes out taxes from big winnings. I believe it was in the range of 23 to 25%. Since the 2023 Survivor winnings were paid in January of 2024, it goes on my 2024 taxes, and I'll have to pay the rest next month.
Wow. And I actually got a tweet from text from somebody that I know that actually won $500K 2 years ago. January 2023, Circa Millions, they automatically deducted taxes from our distribution. So the answer is they do take the taxes out.
Right. But when they
like that.
But when they pose with the big check, those taxes are taken out, right?
Yeah. You know, one of those guys that just tweeted you remind me of something. The guy from Indiana that said that to
Indiana
you. Jeff Isaacs.
Yeah.
I was in Louisiana and I hit nothing. I hit four of a kind on a video poker, which was whatever it was. It was over 1200. So it was I think it was 1250. Maybe playing a $5 game that paid 1250 or $10 game, whatever it was. They came over to me and took the taxes out already. I was like, wait, hold it. What do you mean you take the taxes out?
You didn't give
Louisiana me. Takes the tax. Unless someone's out there that knows differently. Maybe they had it. I mean, you would think they would change this. They actually took the taxes out of a $1,200. I was losing money, by the way. I'm playing $50 a spin. I'm losing money. You're going to come over and give me money, and now I have to file with the state of Louisiana to get that money back with my win-loss report. Louisiana, I said, that's it. I'll never play there again. That was about 6-7 years ago. It's probably the same. Someone can help me here if I'm wrong. Louisiana took the money out.
The correct comment would have been like, where's my tax deductions for the ones I lost?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm losing. You want to take taxes out of me? I'm losing.
This tweet is from Terry Ray, Vegas Terry Ray. Now, this is more consistent with what I was saying earlier.
Okay.
He says, casinos have been heavily fined by feds for not properly filing mandatory CTRs, $10,000 threshold. And the win was fined $130 million for partly not doing enough SARs, suspicious activity reports.
That's unbelievable.
Threshold here is around $5,000. So this is consistent with what I was saying, which is when I would win these, right, the response was always, we don't report it to the IRS. So maybe they legitimately didn't know that they were supposed to. I don't know.
So, you know, I thought Canner Gaming had the biggest response. The biggest fines.
They did.
Like $35 million. Yep. This is $130 million. The win was fine for not filing SARs. That's a suspicious activity report. That's something you don't want. You get all the CTRs in the world. The suspicious activity, that's looked at more like, hey, this guy is circumventing limits, or he's structuring or doing something that, you know, cashing so much per day, and he's just a suspicious character. And it's in the casino gambling very big or something and won't show us ID or whatever it may be. You don't want them. But to hear that they didn't file any to the tune of $130 million fine, how much is the casino making? Wow, that's unbelievable.
That's the correct response. Mr. Masterline, in 83, I went to Freeport with $2,000 to play blackjack. Won $12,400. Wasn't sure how the taxes work, so I crossed through immigration with $12,000 in hundreds in my underwear. They looked at me funny, but I made it. LOL, Bahamas princess now closed forever.
Henry Hill. All right. Wow.
Chance Copperpot. Gil, what's happening to my voice? I think we all know what the obvious response to that is. It's cracking.
He's the greatest. Chance.
Todd Bubba Horowitz, our buddy. He says, remember, wherever you go, Wherever there's money, there's always someone trying to take it from you. To quote Joe Pesci from Lethal Weapon 2, they blank you in the drive-thru. See Spackler, great show. So thankful I don't have large sums of cash to explain to anyone. Just fortunate, I guess. Jason, ice cold gambler with the UFC, listener on listener advice here. He says UFC at Flankers at Mandalay Bay. That's his recommendation.
Wow. Cool.
All right.
Thank you.
Doug Tuttle asks this. Any tips for the cruise ship casinos? Taking my first one in April with the wife, any advice would be appreciated.
Yeah, you know, I don't trust those slot machines, what they're paid at. They're international waters. I don't know who regulates them. I don't like playing slot machines out of the country with the gaming boards. They're, you know, I'm not saying which country, but a lot of them are corrupt. Let's just face it. So I don't like playing on cruises. I've never been on a cruise. By the way, I get two a year. I used to get four free a year. I just have never been on a cruise. I just don't like the internet. I was told but everyone says you're gonna love a cruise. Casino wise, I would like to play blackjack on there, but what if they stop you and now you're stuck all the time not being able to go in the casino? I know there's other things to do. I get it, but I would just look for those bonus machines or something in there. People just aren't going to know about that on a cruise ship. They're going there to have fun. I mean, but yeah, and I would stick to blackjack and. Just whoever said that to us, just please, I think Doug Tuttle, just go and do a search. It'll take you 3 hours to learn 90% of what I know. Just do blackjack, basic high-low card counting. It's really simple. It's simpler than you think.
Best listeners in the game because they fill in the blanks where we can't. The Silent Mike D, yes, correct. Louisiana and Mississippi, talking about taxes.
They still do it.
Yep, Louisiana and Mississippi. J-Law.
Jesus.
J-Law, not Jennifer Lawrence, I don't think, but J-Law. She says, yes, Louisiana and Mississippi take out state taxes on all hand pays.
That's unbelievable.
Johnny Vegas, I was at a casino this past weekend, and the lady next to me got her first hand pay ever. She was asked about taxes, and she said, take them all out. I immediately told her to just do the minimum. It's amazing, he says, how many people aren't savvy as to how to handle hand pays and taxes.
Yeah, yeah,
Jordan, perfect. Jordan Pagel. I think the taxes depend on the jurisdiction. A few years ago, I had a 12-team parlay of a free bet for $15,000 at Caesars in Colorado. They automatically took the taxes out before they credited my account.
See, Jordan is right. I told you that happened with DraftKings, I know, over $15,000 payout. Same exact thing here. They took the taxes out. They're taking taxes out of people that bet. So not alone is these parlays and accumulators terrible. They're going to take the taxes out? That's unbelievable. And, you know, that reminds me, Gil, last week we had such great conversations back and forth. I didn't get to none of my list.
Yeah.
And one of them was, you know, about playing parlays and how bad they were and how about playing. I put something up about playing Keno during the week, how bad it is. People came after us. You don't even know it probably because in the notes of the show, that replay on YouTube, some people came after us and said, well, it's a slow burn. I want to spend 6 hours during the day betting my parlays. And
oh, you're talking about the parlay part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, we didn't even talk about Keno. Yeah.
Even Keno. They said, you know, sit down in the Keno lounge and play a dollar and relax. Yes, if there's that social aspect of your gambling that you're just there to have fun, and I always say, just like people that go to the movies, go to theaters, go to Broadway plays, go to, you know, shows, vacation, yes, then you guys are right. I'm wrong. Enjoy your parlays, enjoy your Keno, enjoy your time, but you're going to have less money in the end. But that's okay. Have fun.
By the way, stadium swim here at Circa for the UFC event this weekend, $25. That's it.
Oh,
$25.
There you go.
Wrap it up with the crack man on the other side. Numbers game, VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game live at Circa, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger. Before we get to the G-Bank best bets, would you like to read that text that you just got from Stevie over there? Steve Fezzik texting you. What did he say?
He said these are good bets in tennis woman tournament, Indian Wells, Burrell, and Joint, which I never heard of either one.
Did he give them out to clients by any chance?
No.
Okay, no. I'm curious.
No, he just gave out to me.
Hey,
just,
what do you know? I gave those out at the beginning of the show. Huh, wonder how he got those.
You had to get them from Fez.
Yeah, right. it's time for your G-Bank best bets of the day. G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. Interesting how Stevie Reaper, he's a great aggregator is what he is. I don't even get mad at him anymore. He's just, I should feel flattered by it.
Definitely.
Yeah, I should feel flattered by it. I've got three tennis bets today. Benjamin Bonzi I am taking versus Jensen Brooksby. Jensen
you
Brooksby.
You didn't like that one.
No, no. You know why he didn't? Because Zach came on the show and went oppo me on that.
Oh, really?
So Stevie probably eliminated that one because there was differing opinions. So I'm on Bonzi versus Brooksby at minus 108. It's right around there. I should really actually check now. I only checked 2 hours ago. And then the other two are on the ladies' side today at Indian Wells. Kimberly Burrell, minus 102 versus Victoria Golubic. And then Maya Joint at minus 107 versus Sarana Cirstea. Those are my three tennis picks. Zach, on the other side of the Bonzi bet, see, there it is, Jensen Brooksby against Bonzi. He is on Giulio Zeppieri against Adam Walton. Giulio Zeppieri at plus 138 against Walton. And then he's got a parlay. He's taking João Fonseca and Nuno Borges. Nuno Borges pays about minus 122, or that's what you're laying on there. And then the NBA, he's got the Knicks plus the points. He's taking the Knicks on the money line tonight in the association. Plus, Tim Murray joining us earlier with college basketball. A couple conference plays. He, like Jim Root, like James Patrick Root yesterday, he likes Bradley to win the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament plus 340. And he also likes, like Jim Root did yesterday, Northern Kentucky as a long shot, 28-1 to win the Horizon League. Plus, he is on the Norse today, catching 4.5 on the way, hopefully. He hopes anyway, and Jim Root hopes, to that conference tourney title. G-Bank, as always, the official bank of VSIN. Don't forget, G-Bank upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for new G-Bank Visa Signature Card customers. First new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VSIN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply.
I have to be nosy.
Yes,
so, is GBank saying that their Visa card you can use with sports books and it's not going to be a problem?
You're asking me questions above my pay grade.
Oh, no, but I'm just looking. 50,000.
Yeah.
I mean, putting these on a credit card, by the way, it's a bad idea to charge things on a credit card. You're gambling because you have to pay back the company. You don't realize it doesn't feel real compared to cash. But however, I would like to know that's an extra 1% bonus. 50,000 is $500. An extra 1% bonus you're getting.
You are very high on the G-Bank offer every time when we talk about
It's a great deal.
Yeah, great
deal.
You
kidding me? 2%? Who has 2% credit cards out there? I only know one. Citibank has a 2% card. This is not only that, you're getting $250 free. Yeah, no, this is, I should be a spokesman for this company.
You should be. We're making a case for it right now.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to know. A couple other guys are tweeting us here. Eric Berg, very few customer-friendly games, tables. Just have fun, whatever you want to play. Excellent advice. Have fun, enjoy it, and then maybe not even get involved. A lot of people are already intimidated to go to a crap table, and then you go there and you got, three guys that you have to open a game. They're slamming chips. They don't want to work. They have to pool their tips. They should go table for table. Oh, I heard, boy, I wish I knew the casino. One of the casinos in town now, they're taking 50% of the money that they get at the table for tips and splitting it amongst the crew. The other 50% goes in the bank that's shared tip pool. I like that. I think it's great. It gives them more incentive to, exactly what Eric's saying here, gives them more incentive to be a friendly and to help you and tell you what to do. And if you win, they win. They keep the money. I like table for table.
Yeah, but doesn't that always end up in someone, because whenever you do things that way, right? I could tell you the old Hard Rock Pool story.
Right.
The Hard Rock Pool used to be the jam, right?
Yeah, of course.
But then, and every pool girl got to keep their tips.
Yes.
And then they decided to do it democratically, or at least that was their word, where it was pooled. Right.
Yes.
And you know what ensued after that?
Right.
Absolute mayhem.
Oh, wow.
Because those girls couldn't stand each other afterwards, because there was always the girls who were the go-getters. Right. Like, oh, I'm going to be the best.
Of course.
The best at my job ever. And then there was always the half who were like, I don't have to do anything. It's all pooled.
It's all pooled. That's right.
So I wonder if that's the same case there.
Nemesis Enforcer. Wow, what a name this is.
Love it.
Hit a 12K parlay. And in Tennessee, they took taxes out, haven't taken the time to figure it out. This is even more reasons not to bet parlays. Who has to win these accumulator parlays? And now they're taking your taxes out. You have to hope to get it back the end of the year. I mean, I just don't like anything about that. One last one, and I don't mean that this is your area where you're usually repeating tweets. I apologize.
That's all right. I like it.
Burt Wiedemeyer, which I love that name. It's a famous Honeymooners character, if anyone knows Honeymooners. Just to chime in, it's my understanding that in order for them, the sportsbooks, to glom, which that's an old New York term, glom your money, steal your money, glom the money, glom. It has to reach both thresholds. So 300 to 1 odds on a said bet and over 5K total winnings on the otherwise, no glomming. Like that. Thanks, Burt. So there is still, I thought something happened in the horse race game. Someone's going to have to tweet me. I thought something happened in the horse race game recently because, Gil, do you know there was a business at race at horse tracks? And I've never been really, when I was a kid, I used to go, but I'm not really a horse race guy. But all the tacks, there was a business people had of cashing other people's tickets. They would cash them for you under their name so they would get the tax forms and you'd throw them a few bucks. But something happened that you don't, it ruined the business for, you know, 200, you know, guys that would cash tickets. I don't know what they're called. Broken down valises. I don't know. Whatever they were. You know, they would go around cashing tickets, though, for other people. And that was ruined a couple of years ago, I believe. So maybe, Bert, you can DM me. I think I follow you, too. So
I got one for you. Mark Goldberg, our buddy Mark Goldberg, who was a survivor.
Oh, yeah.
As great well. Guy. Fight on Spooky. He said, just returned from a cruise. From cruise and internet in Starlink now. I'm not sure if I understand the sentence. Moves fast. No problems and have done well on cruise ships playing video poker.
Oh, wow.
Bubba and I decided in the future we're just going to send our wives on the cruise and stay home with Bill.
Oh, Bubba Horowitz.
Yeah.
That's one of our guys.
That's one of our guys as well, yeah. We have guys.
Yeah.
And then Evan Klein, my World Series of Poker 10K main event entry. He's making jokes on Twitter.
Oh, no, I was saying, because at the World Series, now this is a good question, too.
Yeah.
Now, if you get the main event and you win, and let's not even use first, let's use the final table. Those people at the final table, they're all millionaires. They get $1 million minimum, I think. It's like $900,000 for 10th place. Do they get the full money or do they get taxes taken? If they get taxes taken out, that's crazy. Because you have poker loot all throughout the year. You can write off all your sessions of poker where you lose, where you're keeping it in a journal or a log that you're saying, hey, lost $1,200 this day. You can write them off against that big win. There's no record. It's not like the casino keeps track how much you win and lose.
Let's go to the psychological part of this, which is, okay, because this, on the one hand, these are all first world problems. We should all be so lucky We should all be so lucky to win these jackpots to be taxed, right?
Right.
In this great nation of ours. On the other hand, would it rankle, can I use that word? Would it rankle you so much that even in winning, it would besmirch the happiness of it all?
It would. Yeah.
It really would.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
That thing in Louisiana or Mississippi, the guy said, that's terrible. I'm stuck money. I'm stuck $2,000. I had a $1,250 jackpot. You're only bringing me $1,000 of it?
But this is what I'm saying. Yeah. The human gambling reflects the human condition, right?
It does.
We're never happy.
We're never happy anyway. You're right. I came on here with a ball of fire today, and guess what? I still didn't get to the list. I got to like two things. I mean, it really did. There's a podcast I watch, which is a great. I don't know the guys. Miles to Memories it's on YouTube. They're a great Las Vegas podcast. They went to a couple casinos in town, and they got new player cards, and they wanted to sign up. And you know, you're gonna play for the first time. You're gonna get big offers. And for like 45 days, they never even got an offer in the mail. I was like, what? How can that be? They have great podcasts, like I said, talking about it. How can casinos that are, and this was the Palms and someplace, Rampart. How can the casinos not automatically generate next day? Let's get these guys back in. Let me send something to his address. I just don't understand who runs these casinos. Obviously, they don't gamble. Obviously, they have a nice cushy office with a degree on the wall. And they say, oh, yeah, we'll give them $30 maybe or $20 at the end of the month. Maybe. Like, it's just something I seen there, and I said, you know, they're right. How can these casinos that are all fighting for business not give you an offer based on first time in? You're gambling thousands of dollars. You think that would be, oh, this is a new customer. Let's get him. Customer retention is based on that first time experience. I don't know. I'm done ranting for the day, and I apologize if people don't like ranting. Next week will be a little better.
I thought it was lovely.
Okay,
really
great.
Enjoyed every bit of it. Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Crackman with a K. The name of his podcast is called Wisecracks. He does it with Tony Orlando's son, John Orlando.
Yes, Tony Orlando was at the Italian-American Club last night.
Was he really?
Yeah. That's what I said.
Wow. Okay. Stormy is next. Enjoy. Money Moves on the way from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.